This is a teaching from Grace River Church in O'Fallon, Missouri. Our prayer is that this sermon will help inspire you to take the next step of your faith with Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's up? My name is Chris, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Grace River Church. Thanks so much for watching on Christmas Day. Today, we are celebrating the birth of our Savior, and I don't know what your life is like right now. I don't know what your house looks like. I don't know where you're at, if you're traveling, or if you're at home. More than likely, if you're watching, you've already opened up gifts, and things may be chaotic or things may be peaceful. But either way, no matter where you find yourself today, I want to say thank you so much for watching. And my hope is that today is a day full of hope for you, that no matter what's going on in your life, whether things are crazy busy and nuts or chaotic, or if things feel really slow, either way, I just want you to know that God is absolutely crazy about you. And Christmas is a great reminder of that. And my hope is that in this talk today, we can all regain the wonder of Christmas, that all of us could look to Scripture and go, okay, what is this day really all about? Christmas Day can be a little bit of a downer if we're honest, right? Because it's all over. Eventually, today or tomorrow, maybe it's the beginning of the year, you take down the tree and all the decorations, and then it's just going to be cold outside after that, right? And so it's kind of a sad time when the Christmas season wraps up a little bit. But I want you to know that Christmas can go on in your life, not because of the season, but because of what happened during the season, what happened this day that we celebrate a Savior being born over 2,000 years ago. It simply means that we never have to lose the wonder of Christmas. We never have to lose the wonder of life because God became flesh for us. And so I want to read the Christmas story for you from Matthew's gospel. It's found in Matthew chapter 1 in verse 18 is where it really starts. And the first 17 verses are a lot of genealogy. So if you're into like ancestry and stuff like that, this is great for you. But if that, you're bored by that, you can just skip to verse 18, which is what we're going to do today. And we're really looking at the story of just how it was that the Savior was born. In fact, Matthew tells us this in Matthew 1:18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. So he doesn't say once upon a time. He doesn't say in a galaxy far, far away. Why? Because this story actually happened. This is how the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Then verse 19, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. So Joseph was going to break this off, but he doesn't, because he gets visited by an angel. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said this, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Now, why? You're not going to call him little Joe, Joey, Joseph, Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus had a specific purpose when he was born, to save you and to save me from our sins. And so all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means what? God with us. The wonder of Christmas is found in one word, with. God with us. The reason why Christmas is so important is that God left heaven and came to earth for this reason, to be with us. And man, this truth is true not only 2,000 years ago, but it's true today, that God is with you. So no matter how you feel about God right now, and no matter how you think God feels about you, I want you to know that God is with you, that God is for us. And so that's the first thing that we can really understand what the word with, what this phrase with us really means, is that God is for us. And I know you may be thinking, like, there is no way God can be for me. And I want you to know, no matter who you are, where you've been, or what you've done, God is for you today. And so that's a really important thing for you to understand, is there's nothing you could ever do to escape God's outrageous love for you. He is for you. And really, that's the second thing, is that God loves you. Man, I think it's really important for us to understand, he doesn't love you how you ought to be. He loves you how you are right now in this moment. So it's really important to understand that too, is that this phrase, God with us, helps us to understand that, man, it doesn't matter what our past is. It doesn't matter what our present is. It doesn't matter what our future is. God is absolutely crazy. He's crazy about you. God loves you. And then also that you're never going to be alone. That's the great promise of Emmanuel, God with us, is that we're never going to be alone, that God is always with us. I know that Christmas can feel like a really lonely season. Even if you're surrounded by people, it can often feel very lonely. And I want you to know you don't have to feel lonely. I think a lot of the reasons why people feel lonely at Christmas is they watch too much Hallmark, right? Too many Hallmark movies, whatever, right? Those are all kind of like lies. That's all TV, make-believe fiction, right? But what's really important is that no matter how you're feeling, God is with us, that you're never alone as a result of the fact that he is absolutely always with us. And man, whenever, if I'm not careful, I can lose track of this. And here's what's really important about God being with us. When God is with me, I can move from panic to peace. I mean, really, the whole Christmas story is really a story about peace. And so today, I hope, and my desire for you as your friend and as your pastor, is that you would experience the peace of God. That at some point today, and throughout all the chaos of the day, that you would slow down. And even if your house is a mess, even if your life is a mess, that you could slow down and just smile and know this, man, that God is absolutely nuts over you. That he sent his only son to come and be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Man, what an awesome promise that we have because of Christmas. In fact, can I just offer a prayer to you right now? So let's just bow our heads and close our eyes for a moment. And no matter where you're at in the chaos of the day, I just want to pray with you. And I just want to remind you of the gift of God's presence in our lives. So let's pray together. God, we thank you for your only son, Jesus. And God, we thank you that you, because he came from heaven to earth, that you are with us. That we understand that you're for us. God, that we understand not only that you're for us, but that you also love us, that you're crazy about us, God, and that we're never, ever alone. So God, I pray that we would be reminded of that today. And that every single one of us would take stock of our lives and be reminded that even though life may feel lonely or chaotic, God, even though we may be grieving and going through difficulties, that God, today we're reminded that you are absolutely nuts about us. So God, we thank you for Christmas and the story that you came to be with us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray all of this. Amen.
Thanks again for listening. We would love to see you at one of our in-person services that meet on Sunday at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 a.m. If you feel so inclined to give, you can do so at www.graceriver.cc. Have a great week.